Time to catch up with Mick Price now. He's got some nice hopes all over the countryside this weekend and an intriguing runner tonight in the Group 2 Australia Stakes. Good morning, Mick. How are you, mate?
Morning, Michael. How are you, mate?
Very well indeed. This Australia Stakes looks on paper to pan out quite nicely for Tafasan, who's pretty much the only speed horse in the race over 1,200 metres, which is unusual for a Group 2.
It is. Small field, anyway. Hopefully we catch it right, but... well, he'll be the pacemaker for the couple of horses sitting off him. But anyway, hopefully he can hang on, but he'll need to. He's a bit difficult to catch. He's got up in grade and he's probably a bit of a wet tracker, but anyway, he'll lead them up and he'll put the race on, and sure, D. Oliver will be happy.
Well, he likes the valley. How is he going, do you think?
He's going okay. Nearly ready. I spoke to Grant Morgan about him, and he might be nearly a Queensland horse now. With the winter up there, you know, dropping grade, softer tracks, bit of a change for him. We've had him since his yearling, and there's not much, you know, more we can reinvent with him. But anyway, he's there tonight to earn prize money. He'll look good at the top of the straight and see what happens from there.
Got any theory on why these group and listed races over the summer period have been so thin?
Probably in the middle of nowhere. It's not quite the autumn carnival yet. And, It's just, it probably doesn't lead anywhere, I guess. I've had a good look at the program, but, summer tracks, you know. A lot of these older horses aren't in for the summer. We sort of dodge a little bit of summer racing with them if they keep putting up tracks that are too firm. So I suppose it's caught a few trainers unawares.
How's Sunfall, your Zoostar 2-year-old, heading into tomorrow's race, stepping out to the 1300?
Yeah, look, what you saw the other day with him is him at his best. He's a little bit one pace the last furlong, which is probably against him. But I think once he gets out to a mile, he'll be a better horse. But look, we've got the blinkers on him. He's hard fit. He's there to win if he can go quick enough the last furlong. But that's what he'll have to do.
So we get to see Extreme Warrior back in action on Tuesday. Is he one of your best two-year-olds for a diamond?
I'm taking that horse Profiteer to Sydney. He's pretty smart. The Capitalist Colt, the one down the straight. So he could have been racing here in preludes and previews and showing up. He'd be strong if I kept him here. But the Millennium at Randwick on February the 6th is $2 million. And it does link into the Blue Diamond 14 days later. Look, he's probably quite smart there. Huey Bowman's going to trial him Wednesday at Rose Hill and then into the Millennium, but he's going great. So I've done plenty of reverse way with him here. He's handled it really well. I'm sure he'll just have a nice trial at Rose Hill, and then February the 6th, it'd be hard to beat in the Millennium. But Extreme Warrior, no, he's good. So Liam Riordan galloped him over half mile this morning here on the Poly. We did have the course proper, but thought it might have been a bit firm out there. A little bit of a blow, that horse. He's geared towards the Blue Diamond. I'm not sure what path we take. He'll definitely show up on Tuesday, but there's improvement to come, you know. Just softened up his last furlong here a little bit this morning, so just thinking he'll show up, but he'll improve a lot with racing.
Okay. St. Eustace goes around in the 2400. He's honest. It's only a small field. Can he win tomorrow?
Yeah, look, Sandow seems good for him. I've tried to keep him fresh. He just, every time he goes round, he looks like he wants another lap. Even in the Bagot, plod, here he comes. But look, small field, 52 kgs, and he's there. He's there to run very well. You might catch him winning. We've tried to change him around and put some fresh legs in him, but he's there to run up to his best. No problem there.
A lot of punters are making Quantum Mechanic their best of the day. It was a bit of a horror watch at Flemington. Has she come through that run well?
very well, yes. She's trained down the bull. She thrives down there. She'll be our best chance for this weekend, I'd say. Yeah, she just looked extremely unlucky the other day. I said to Jamie Carr, when she got off, how many winners you've ridden today? She said, not four. So, clearly it should have won. But anyway, hopefully we get that little win back on Saturday. But yeah, she's our best.
Was she sit closer?
Yeah, I'd say so. She got stuck in a bad spot the other day at Flemington. She had a horse on the outside, a horse on the inside, and she was on heels on the horse in front. So she was just stuck in a box there out the back while the race was going on up the front. And, yeah, she can sit closer for sure. She doesn't have to get back over a mile. And plus, down the back there, in those mile races, they usually only get their position and roll down the back at a fairly soft tempo. So I'd say she'd be right there tomorrow.
Good luck over the weekend, Mick.
Good on you, Mike. All the best.